20% or more on motorcycle insurance.
100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's Friday. It's 8:47, and a handsome entertainer is coming to town.
Yeah, singer-songwriter and General Hospital heartthrob Rick Springfield performs his stripped-down show 1 week from Sunday, September 22nd at Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut. Rick, stripped down?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a misnomer. Sorry about that.
And what does it consist of? Basically you and a guitar and telling stories?
Yeah, a lot of stories, a lot of humor in it, and video screen, and kind of an arc of my life to a degree, including, you know, a bunch of songs that I wrote and why I wrote them. I put it together, and it's really a fun show. So I enjoy doing it very much. It's very one-on-one, and, you know, I can talk to the audience and mess with them, and it's a very different kind of show than a band show.
You're in the midst of traveling. Is that the part of the job that's the least exciting for you, is all the plane rides everywhere?
It depends where we're going. The more exciting cities are fun, and going overseas is always a blast. But it can, you know, getting up early. I hate getting up early, and sometimes that's part of the deal, both in acting and in music. So I probably should become a nighttime DJ or something. Everyone I've talked to has to get up early, hates it. Radio people, bands, actors, they all hate getting up early.
Yeah, everybody wants to sleep in and not even set an alarm clock. That's the best life.
Yeah. The alarm clock's like your mom's when you actually get up and go to school.
You know, your biggest hit, Jesse's Girl. Are you still in touch with Jesse, and did he ever get the girl?
Lost contact with him before the song even came out, so I don't even think they know it's about them.
Oh, so his real name isn't Jesse, so he wouldn't even know.
No, his real name was Gary, actually. But it's a real guy, and it's a real girl. It's just Gary didn't sing very well. I explain it in my solo show, actually. It's a pretty funny story.
And you're going to love the intimacy of the show, and the people in the audience are going to love seeing Rick Springfield up close. I'm sure they must go crazy when you walk on stage.
I hope so, because it'd be a real drag if they were disappointed, you know, they bought tickets for the wrong show or something.
Yeah, ho-hum, it's Rick Springfield, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he really is.
Good sport all the way around.
Absolutely. So it could have been Gary's girl, but I guess he liked Jesse better. 100.7 WHUD.